I'm Cliff Kelly, Vietnam veteran and host of America's Heroes Group, the game changer in radio, print, and digital media programming. We are a roundtable talk show where information, resources, and referrals are provided intentionally every Saturday to empower our military population on WVON 1690 AM, the iHeart Radio app from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Please visit our website at www.americashg.org.
Live from the Xfinity Studios at WVON.
We're your original social media.
You're listening to American Heroes, hosted by Cliff Kelly on WVON AM 1690.
Hello. Welcome to America's Heroes Group Roundtable. We are here on Saturday, July 11th, 2020, and we are here with She Serves, She Matters, with partner She Voices, Coalition Sister Soldier, She Vet Inspire. The host of the show is Cliff Kelly, and I am the co-host, retired Colonel Dr. Damon Arnold. We have the executive producer, Glenda Smith. Digital media producer Manny Corazzari, and the assistant digital media producer Titus Williams. We have panelists who are on the phone now of Wanda Petty, a retired U.S. Army veteran and known as Sister Soldier, the president and CEO of She Vet Inspire. And if you would like to call in, our WVON call in number is 773-591-1690 to enter into the discussion. Our discussion today will be talking about strategic ways for rebuilding our communities, staying safe, and moving forward with a new mindset. So with that, Sister Soldier, I'm ready to hear what you have to say.
Hello, sir. Good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon. Yes.
Good. It's great to be here, and I'm excited about the conversation today. So much has been going on.
Yes.
And I really wanted to address some strategic ways of which we could think about staying encouraged, for one, and educating our youth and preparing ourselves strategically for a financial shift that's taking place and creating stability. So, those are really things that I think that we need to consider during this time frame.
Okay, so, you know, we're in the middle of a multitude of storms, the post-slavery period, the usual everyday things that we deal with in our community with the social determinants of health. And then we also are faced by now this, ravaging COVID-19 dilemma that we're finding ourselves within. So what do you think, what are the steps we should be taking within this setting to start thinking about rebuilding our communities? Because there is definitely being pointed out a need with all of the protests to somehow revolutionize the way that we're living and to make sure we change our social condition.
Yeah. I think first, we can never start change without looking at the mindset, first of all.
Okay.
So that's coming from two aspects. From, I want to speak to the business owner and I want to speak to the consumer. So the business owner, as a Black business owner, we have to begin to really start upping our game, change the way that we are perceived from society and our own culture by keeping our word and being committed to what we do and providing excellent service.
Okay.
That's the first thing that I want to discuss as the business owner. But as the consumer, we also have to keep in mind that when we have businesses that are in the community and that are giving back to the community, that we have to be willing to support them because they are supporting us. A lot of businesses are in business and they have a heart because they're driven by supporting the community. And with the way that things has been going with the protest, it's been a mixture, and it's kind of intertwined and caused a confusion on what the actual message is that we are sending. So if we were to keep in mind, for those who do get upset, and rightfully so, that we have a right to be uptight about what's going on and how it's playing out. But I think that we have to also be cognizant of what we're disrupting. Mm-hmm. And if we are disrupting the businesses that are feeding back into our community and helping those who are not able to quite help themselves, you have those mom and pops that constantly sow into the lives of the community, and they're just striving, trying to keep their legacy alive. And then you have those who really just want to build the community and employ them. But if we tear it down out of rage and upset because things are not going the way that we want it to, then we're causing more harm to ourselves. So we have to really be considerate and think about it in that aspect. And then on the other hand, mm-hmm. how can we get our message across and still stand firm and make the change that we propose to happen? Because I don't know about you, but I feel the change happening. Yeah. I see the change in the workforce, and I see a lot of corporate people and changes that are being made within the corporate atmosphere mm-hmm. that are saying, hey, you know what, we recognize that we haven't been so inclusive. Yes. We recognize that we no longer, and I'm in the media industry, so in mm-hmm. that particular industry, mm-hmm. I noticed that actors and actresses are no longer playing those roles that are offensive.
Yes.
There, a lot of shows has been canceled because they're changing the message. They no longer want to display that message. So we have to look at all of the different ways that things are starting to take place and change, and recognize that it didn't happen overnight and it's not going to revert overnight. But if we stand firm and we stand committed to having our voice being heard, the change is going to take place, and it's going to be more effective.
Oh, that's absolutely excellent points you're making. And, you know, I was thinking also, you know, we have places, you know, like here's Gulf Shrimp, that is a veteran-owned business. Do you think there's a responsibility for us to also support our veterans? Should our veterans be getting involved in looking at potentially opening businesses? Many of them are excellent role models for our children in the community. And so what do you think the responsibility of our veterans is in our communities to make sure that we have an impact within our own communities?
Well, I think it's the perfect time, because as I look around, and I have some resources today, because I've been recognizing, especially as a veteran-owned business, I recognize yes. that mm-hmm. many of the organizations are opening up, and they're really recognizing that there's a disparity that's been taking place. So this whole pandemic, when I look at it in a spiritual sense, I don't just mm-hmm. look at it from what I see, but I look mm-hmm. at it from a spiritual sense. It's a revision and a cleansing that's taken place. Mm-hmm. And yes, there has been trauma and tragedies that's been taking place in that time frame, and I don't want to ignore that, but there's also a difference in there's a shift that's taking place that is allowing opportunities and renewing to take place at the same time. So there's places like Bunkers Lab that have now begun to create an online form for veterans to do business and learn online, whereas before you literally had to go through a process of being accepted in a cohort, and the cohort was limited. And now they've opened it up. So when we go worldwide on the web, there's access for more people. I was just sharing with another vet yesterday that there's like an SBA office. So check around with your local SBAs and even those that are outside of your area. I'm in Texas in the DC, but I get the SBA emails from Florida, from Missouri, and each one of them offer different courses, paid and free, that we normally would have to either be in the local area or we would have to be in the classroom in order to get. So they're being offered, and it's amazing. But you have to be able to structure that and control it, because there's so much being offered on the web that if we are not aware, it'll just really drain us and can get overwhelming.
Yes. Excellent point you're making. And, if anyone wants to call in, also we have WVON call-in number is 773-591-1690. And, one of the other things that you were sort of alluding to before was staying safe. And so how does that figure into the environment we're in right now? What kind of precautions should we be taking, and what are the safety things that we should be thinking about?
Well, I think there's two measures to that. Because the temperature has increased for the Black community as a whole itself, I think that we have to use the buddy system, We have to use the buddy system. We have to explain to our children that this is a different time of which we are going through, and that we have to use our mask. If we're going to be out there protesting, we have to be wise about it, because we're not trying to cause harm to our families or anyone else. So we definitely need to wear our mask, but we have to educate our children and let them know some of the ways that was done before, and that they are to ride on the backs of that, not to recreate it and to go in a different, to go in a rowdy, that's not the right word, but a way that whereas it's not making the impact that they want to go, but they can still be heard. And I believe so much that this generation, that they've made such a stride in getting the point across that they will not stand for moving forward injustice for any ethic or life moving forward in this next decade,
Yes.
And so I think that we have to educate our families and educate our Black sons and our daughters and just let them know that times are different, and we have to share the history of our ancestors so that they could know what we really are experiencing, because that's something that we have like created a gap in some areas that they don't quite understand. And so they are just seeing what they want, but not really understanding what it took to even get to where we are today.
Yeah, you are so right. You're so right, because, I was talking to someone the other day, and I was, because I do some volunteer work and all that for the state and other things to make sure that we have some equity going into the community. And they were like, well, you should get paid for that. You should be paid. And I said, well, that's not necessary for me, because this is the thing that I'm doing. The thing I always have in the back of my mind is, back in the 1800s, someone breaking their slave chains and breaking them off of their legs. And I would tell them to beat me with those chains if I did something that wasn't for my community, that wasn't in the interest of making sure that the freedom that you paid for makes a difference in the lives of us as a community and as a civilization going forward. And and we have got to understand that we are protesting today in Nikes and, with a latte in our hand. The people who protested before had a rifle and had broken chains that they had in the other hand. And so we have to make sure we understand our history and what has brought us to this point where we could even stand up and go on a plane and go from a city to a city and stay in a hotel. So we have come a long, long way. And it took a long time to come out of 400 years of slavery of being.
And it's going to take a minute for people's mind to change that things are not going to go back the way that they were. It just won't.
Yes.
Because once you come out of something, you don't ever want to go back to it. It's like moving backwards. So what we knew a few months ago, not only through the pandemic, but through a lifestyle, it's never going to go back. It's never going back to that. And all we can do is move forward. And so as a change management, you know, individual coach, that I recognize that change is always happening. And the sooner that we realize that change is always happening and that every second, every moment, we're moving into a new segment of our lives and that we have to operate with that segment, like in the now, and not try to pull what happened yesterday into this particular time and moment, because it's only what we do from this point going forward is what's going to make the difference.
Yes, those are really exceptional points, because we're living in an emergent situation right now where things are just emerging. You know, every day we wake up, there's something different we're confronting. And we, you know, we don't even think about some of the things that could potentially happen with, you know, even with COVID, you know, just the idea of going to a store to pick up, you know, some, you know, a loaf of bread has changed radically, or your ability to, you know, talk to people and communicate with them in different business settings is totally different now. And we're talking about whether we're going to go back into schools or now, and you know, all those issues are coming to the forefront, and we don't think about a lot of those things. We sort of take some things for granted in life, but not until things become disrupted do we start really understanding how valuable those things are to us. And I think you're absolutely right. The mindset is the first step, you said, and really having a new mindset, rebuilding that, that's also rebuilding a new identity of who we are.
Mm-hmm. It's reinventing. Yes. Everything is being reinvented now.
Yes.
Everything.
Yes.
And we have to reinvent our minds along with it. And so what I really want to get across today is for, you know, the listeners to educate yourself and stay abreast of what's going on and, you know, change your mindset. You can start a business and look for places like the IVF for veterans and Bunkers Lab, where they are opening opportunities for free training that can assist with moving forward to start a business. And I want to say that we shouldn't just be looking at employment. I'm all for employment. I'm a career career, you know, coach, strategist. So I'm for either one, but you have to know which one works best for you. And if it means that you can do both of them, if you have a talent, don't sit on that talent, because I can assure you that during this time frame right now, someone needs what you have. And this is a way to not put your career in the hands of someone else, but begin to use the gift that God has given you. And so we have to reinvent our mind. We have to believe in ourselves, and we have to believe that we have those talents for a reason. And now is the season for us to begin to move forward in using them. And so if I'm starting a 40-day mind, you know, change of mind regimen series with the webinar, and it's all free. And it's just like just a message a day to help you change your mind and get ideas of what you can do to start shifting your mindset and start investing in yourself, investing in your community, and investing in your future by starting that business or learning that skill that's going to get you that high-paying job and, you know, help you be stable and get that sustainable income that you can make it through this pandemic.
Oh, this is fantastic, you know, because you've already sparked something in my head about, you know, just because you're at home and social isolating and all that doesn't mean you can't reach out through that computer and that education portal and start looking at your SBA stuff and start making your plans for your future now while you have a little bit more time when you're at home. And, you know, you don't have to say that this time is completely gone, but the things you could be doing to get yourself ready and get your mindset ready for the future as things start to open back up down the road. So I really like that. But, you know, we're at the end of the show, and I wish we need to have you back for 10 hours because it's been really good talking to you.
They need to text 66599. That's the text number. And just text 40-day change to the number 66599, and they'll be able to get that information.
Oh, fantastic. 66559. And a 40-day change.
Yes.
I think you're going to change it. You probably change us in one day because you already changed me in less than an hour.
It's all about the mindset. And I believe that, you know, we will make it out of this stronger than we ever imagined.
Yes. Okay. Thank you very much for being on the show. And we're going to a commercial break now. Stay with us. We'll be back for the next show shortly. Thank you.
Hi, this is Cliff Kelly, the host of America's Heroes Group. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident or the result of malpractice, you have only one chance to get the compensation you deserve. You need a law firm you can trust with experience and resources who will fight on your behalf. With a proven track record of excellence both in and out of the courtroom, call Seidman, Margulis, and Fairman at 312-781-1977 for a free consultation, or visit SeidmanLaw.net. That's Seidman, S-E-I-D-M-A-N, Law.net.
Hey, Cliff, where can a veteran business owner go on the south side of Chicago for breakfast, lunch, and dinner meetings?
I'm a veteran, and that's an easy answer. Pearl's Place on 39th and Michigan. Pearl's Place has free parking available across the street. Reasonably priced, quality food that tastes delicious. Veteran owners, there's no place like Pearl's Place.
Hi, I'm Sister Soldier, proud partner of She Voices on America's Heroes Group. She serves, she matters, where your change becomes empowered. Also, watch me on the web at SheVetInspires.com or YouTube. Remember, I'm every woman because I am just like you.
Governor of Talk Radio, your executive producer wants to know, where can I go for delicious shrimp? Any suggestions?
Absolutely. The one and only veteran business owner, Harris Gulf Shrimp, at 7448 Vincennes. I personally eat there. The price and shrimp are nothing other than fantastic.
Thank you, the one and only Governor of Talk Radio.
Don't you know, we're talking about a revolution, sounds.
Service Women Who Serve is proud to partner with Cliff Kelly and the American Heroes Group. As an influencer of social change through advocacy, activism, and examination of legacy for military and veterans, we stand as paradigm-shifting thought leaders believing social justice is grounded in hope.